The city of Seattle plans to add 570 new affordable housing units in the city, most of which will be built downtown. KUOW's Megan Walker reports.
Nick Licata is a member of Seattle City Council. He says there's been a pattern that city officials have known about for a long time.
Right now in Seattle, in the last 15 years, we've seen a steady trend of lower income people, often minorities, moving further and further south out of the city and away from rapid ride or fixed rail or good bus service.
That's one reason why Mayor Mike McGinn announced $19.5 million will go to construct and renovate new low-income housing, mostly in the city center. The apartments are intended for the homeless, low-wage families, seniors, and veterans. One of the new apartments will be in the International District and will provide 85 units to low-income tenants. McGinn says its location is ideal for affordable housing because of its easy access to transit.
The residents of these places will be able to keep more money in their pockets because they'll be able to rely on our light rail system and our bus system to get to and from where they need to go. They'll be located in mixed-use neighborhoods, which have their needs within walking distance.
Funding for the project comes from a Seattle housing levy passed by voters 3 years ago. The levy will allow for 5 new apartment buildings and renovations for 2 existing apartments. Construction on the new housing projects will begin next year. For KUOW News, I'm Megan Walker.